Creating a custom model context protocol, MCP server, allows developers to extend AI capabilities by integrating real-time data tools or external services into models like Claude. Below is an accelerated guide tailored for simplicity using the C# SDK as outlined in Microsoft Learn's Quick Start with supplementary insights from other resources. 1. Understanding MCP, a brief overview. The Model Context Protocol, MCP, acts as a bridge between AI assistants and external systems, enabling them to access tools or data dynamically during interactions. Think of it like plugging in peripherals via USB. Each tool becomes accessible when needed. For this crash course, we'll focus on building a minimal MCP server using the C# SDK. This approach is recommended for its robustness and active community support, as noted by infracloud.io, though alternatives exist with other languages or frameworks. 2 prerequisites before starting install. Netcore ensuring compatibility. Familiarize yourself briefly with C# syntax, as the SDK requires basic language knowledge. Ensure you have a code editor like Visual Studio Code, VS Code, installed for development. 3. Step-by-step server setup. Step A. Create project structure. Initialize your project using either command line tools or VS Code extensions that support .NET projects. For simplicity, use the following commands in terminal: mkdir mymc server andend, cd mymcp server.net new console, nmcp example project, use program main false hash, adjust based on SDK version requirements. This creates a basic project structure suitable for adding MVC components later. Step B. Add required dependencies. Install the necessary NuGet packages via Package Manager console or by editing your .csproj file. Key dependencies include Microsoft.ml.ModelContextProtocol. Any additional libraries required per specific tool integration, e.g. FastMCP, for faster initialization example, command bash.net add package model context.protocol. C# version 1.0x ... Step C. Implement server logic. Create a class that implements the IMCP server interface provided by SDKs, defining how your server responds to client requests. Here's an illustrative snippet adapted from Microsoft Learn's Quick Start C# using model context. Protocol public, sealed partial class, mymc server, imc server public task, handle request. Async MCP message request equals / implement logic here, for example, return hard-coded response or call external APIs. This skeleton handles incoming messages and can be expanded with custom tool integrations. 10 ... Step D. Configure server settings. Set up configuration files, such as mcp.json, to define server behavior, e.g. port numbers, authentication settings, etc. This file is crucial for defining how your MCP host interacts externally. Example content, JSON server port :8091. For testing your server once implemented and configured, run the server using .NET run in terminal. Use tools like Postman or custom client code to send test requests, confirming your MCP endpoint is functional. You can also integrate with GitHub Copilot for real-time assistance during development, enhancing productivity significantly. 5 deployment options. After testing locally, consider deploying remotely via platforms such as Cloudflare, which simplifies handling internet accessibility and permissions management compared to local setups. This method is especially useful if you plan on making your server publicly accessible. However, for initial learning purposes, stick with simple deployment until confident in implementation details. Conclusion: building a custom MCP server involves understanding its role within AI ecosystems, setting up appropriate development environments like Net, implementing core functionalities through SDKs provided by Microsoft or other vendors, and finally testing thoroughly before deploying. While this guide focused on C#, due to availability of comprehensive documentation from official sources, similar approaches apply across different languages as long as they support MCP standards. For further exploration, consider looking into advanced topics such as error handling mechanisms, which are essential for production-grade implementations, but beyond scope here given the crash course nature.